never missed a game in your career, right? How concerned are you about this weekend?
I mean, my main concern is just trying to get healthy. And win a game, basically.
How important is that streak to you of never missing a game?
I mean, honestly, football is football. I mean, just the competitor in me is like, you know, I don't want to miss, you know, a game and, you know, not be out there for my teammates and everything like that. But the main thing is getting healthy so I could be out there, longevity-wise, and, you know, help contribute.
Did this last game kind of show you that? Because you started, but you couldn't finish, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, there was other factors leading to it. I was a little slippery out there. But, you know, it's football. I'm just doing the best I can right now to get back right.
Obi, we heard that Spags had you guys do a player review session on defense. What did you think came out of that?
I mean, basically everybody just taking responsibility of their jobs, of basically what they need to do, what they need to do better, basically calling themselves out, self-critiquing themselves. Basically owning up to, you know, whatever mistakes that we all did out there and making it known.
Are you very sure you're gonna play this week?
Get out of here.
When looking at that film, did it show you guys something that you didn't see, or was it everything you already knew? Did it make you angry, disappointed? What kind of went through your mind?
I mean, it's disappointing when you lose four straight games. You know, that's not what you want to ever do. But, you know, seeing the game films in the past several weeks, it's just something that we can fix. And that's the part that just guys are seeing. And, you know, it could be a little frustrating at times, but it's just, you know, being able to bounce back and, you know, play giant football. So that's basically what we're going to do.
Jason said he doesn't think that other teams fear you guys. Is that
bothering you? I mean, how we played last year, put a target on our back, and, you know, other teams want to, you know, prove something against us. And, you know, we like that. You know, we want that to happen. You know, we want to prove how good we are and that, you know, last year wasn't a fluke, but we just got to get our stuff together. You know, once we get our stuff together and, you know, focus on the team and, you know, the team we have ahead of us, we'll be all right.
Do you feel like you guys have been pressing any?
Pressing any as you mean as in?
As in maybe you feel the pressure to
make pressure?
Play?
Oh.
Yeah, pressing.
Nah, I mean, honestly, I think when you start falling into that, that's when you're not making anything happen. You know, I feel like if you just be, you know, calm, sound, and you're going to be all right. I think that's basically everybody in the locker room. We know we're going to be all right. We're just not playing good ball right now.
Do you sense maybe the defense might be a little tentative maybe out there, not flying around like you were last year?
No, I wouldn't say that. Just some things, just certain mistakes happening at the wrong time, and it's not benefiting us at all. So we just got to tighten up and get right.
Have you played Phillip Rivers before? Yeah, when he was.
Yeah, I played him a few times in Miami, and then that's it.
And what challenges does he pose?
I mean, he's a premier quarterback. You know, he's been doing it for a while, and you know he can make big plays. And he's going to get out there, and he's going to lead his team and try to get a win. And, you know, really, honestly, he's got to get pressure on him and get in his face and, you know, trying to knock him off his spot. Can't let him get in the rhythm. Once he gets in the rhythm, that's something we don't want.
He's thought of as being a stationary guy, though. A little bit different than, like, Winston and those other guys.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So you got to get back there. But, you know, they haven't given up that much sacks, so it's on us to make that happen.